Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life.
I was devastated.
You're upstairs.
What?
Is that your boy?
Did you see when I met him? You passed. You come up the stairs then, right?
What is it, moron?
No, don't joke.
You calling Knut Svenholm a moron?
Are you recording? I don't get caught out this easily.
Hats?
Brendo.
How you going?
We haven't done the song yet. Brendo and Daz. Brendo and Daz. A much better do than Brendo and Hats. Brendo and Daz. Brendo and Daz.
All right.
Fuck you, stacking hats.
Brendo Sobo.
Dog.
What are we doing?
We're in the closet.
We are in a Jack Mallers-esque closet.
It's a big... I don't even call these things closets. What is this thing? Is
it's
this
a wardrobe.
Is Australian people call this
walking
closets?
Wardrobe.
So let's make it an Aussie podcast. And I'm Scotty.
Yeah. So it's 8 o'clock at night on the Sunday night after Bitcoin Alive.
You're drunk.
Mitch
I'm
is,
smashed.
Mitch is looking on. He's so devastated that this is what the reality is.
Didn't want to do this and you just sprung it on me, so hooray.
You've literally been sitting here trying to make this work for an hour.
I've got two different devices. It's not going to fucking happen. So anyway, we have guests in the house.
No, hang on.
Oh, all right.
Right, we're in a house.
I'm trying to rush it.
It was the barbecue's on, you're trying to rush.
All right, fucking hurry up. Go.
We're in a house. Where are we? What's this place called again? Malabar. Well, yesterday was Bitcoin Live. Did you enjoy your day?
It was the fucking best.
It was good, wasn't it?
So good. So fucking good.
Huge shout out to guests. But we have a house with how many are in the house? Six. And then we've got a couple more. Thank you, Daz. Daz. Hi.
Oh, you fucked that up.
G'day, boys. Love you.
So, yeah, we're in an Airbnb with... Who we got? We got Daz... I don't know how to say your handle, man. Can I say Mitch? Because I just did.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate.
So his handle, guys, is Mount Head Adventures. He's an oral sex expert.
Oh, my God. This is going out live.
We've got Brisket. We got fucking T-Bone. We got...
YouTube.
John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't. No. Like, staying.
Oh, yeah, but they're still here. We've got Roger. Roger 9000.
Yep.
If you hear the music start in a second, it's going to be Roger.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do, it was me that wanted to do this.
Train wreck already.
I know. But all I wanted to do was bring the guys up, and I wanted to know what everybody's best part of either Bitcoin Life or the weekend.
Yes.
Was.
You know what? We should make this like a 10-minute fucking pod. Like, let's just not do this.
Don't stop drinking, and we will.
No. Fucking hell. I'm good.
Anyway, Daz.
Yeah, hey boys. Best thing of the week. No, it was a fantastic weekend. Thoroughly enjoyed it. To be honest, I didn't get to see much of any of the things because I was shitting.
Were you nervous?
Oh, I was shitting bricks.
My panels. Oh, dude, you were so good.
Thank you. I paid them to say that. But no, it was really good. Like the Bush Bashers, they're just a phenomenal chance to go and meet other dudes, other people, other NIMs that. You know, all you know them as an avatar on the internet, some random guy, and they go, "Come on, g'day, I'm John," and you're like, "I've got no fucking idea who you are." But, "Oh, I'm so and so off, off Twitter." You go,
"Oh,
yeah,
come
on, yeah, we've been talking for ages."
Apologies to the Johns from last night.
Johns, you're all loved.
Shout out to Jack. We fucked this up already.
No,
this is what
this
goes out to Jack in Brisbane.
Jack in Brisbane comes up to me and he's like, "The Two Bit Idiots number one fan," so Jack. Good on you, brother. Thanks for coming.
I'm
good
so
home.
Sorry to disappoint you, Jack.
My favourite part of yesterday was obviously just the opportunity for all of the people within the Bitcoin space getting together in a large format, first only Bitcoin-only conference, heaps of signal. Like I said, I didn't get to see many of the... I was just sort of cruising around all day and having combos, and the good thing is they're being recorded and released to the ticket holders, which is great. So I'll just catch up with that later. And, it's the conversations that don't get recorded that The value, aren't they? Which is why we like going to the bush bashes and all these sort of things. And it was just a phenomenal day. Those guys should be super proud of what they put together. And
you go next year?
Definitely.
Is there anything bad?
Anything bad? No, don't think so. That was great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Even, you know, by the end of the day, we had the bar staff, you know, orange pilled. They had moon wallets. We're all tipping them. The coffee lady, we're tipping her. You know, it was great. And probably the highlight for me was Farmer Jen's dad was along for the day. He's, you know, obviously Farmer Jen's orange pilled a dad to a degree. So he came along open-minded, but he was like...
He really did too, wasn't he? Like, he was like... into it.
Yeah, he was really keen to learn, and I think he walked away at the end of the day like pretty much orange pilled. Like, you know, everyone did a really great job of making all that content accessible for you know, newcomers and no corners. So that's really what it's about, is, you know, hopefully there were a few like show of hands in the morning, like who was new, who was, you know, who hadn't got, who's not a Bitcoiner, who was new, who was from overseas. So it was a good contingent of, like, you know, pretty us diehard sort of Bitcoiners and some new people. So it was really good to see. And just hearing that story that he was, you know, walking away from that with a new lens on what this thing is. And particularly with, like, you know, how it ties into energy and all those other rabbit holes that we dive down and we all get stuck into. He'd done, you know, managed to get that orange pill within a, you know, sort of, I don't know, how long was it? 8 hours? 8 hours? Something like that.
9 till 5:30. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really cool. Mm. Loved it.
Mm. What was I going to say? Was it pitched at the right level for people? Was it like, it was like, I'd say the majority of people in the room were Bitcoiners, right? Was it pitched at the right level for people? And
it was pitched at the Bitcoiners.
Yeah.
I think it was perfectly. I think the level was great, because there was still like some kind of hand holding, but people would introduce topics or terminology that, you know, a lot of Bitcoiners know. But if you had an absolute normie with no idea, that would be a little bit hard. But I don't think any normie is coming in absolutely blind, except for me.
you're absolutely blind right now.
Yeah. I'm
fine. Yeah, no, I agree. And I think when you, the very first time you go to like any sort of Bitcoin meetup or Bush Bash or this, like it's quite daunting walking into the room. You don't really know what to expect. And I hope that anybody that's doing that for the first time is going to walk away that with these guys aren't so bad. That kind of attitude.
Definitely.
Daz?
Agree?
Yeah, totally. I think they did well as well. They had two stages, so there was, you know, a little bit for everyone, and sort of highlighting what was for beginners as well was on the sort of run sheet, so people could sort of time their day, and having those two stages and two alternate things and was, you know, pretty valuable. And if you were interested in mining, you could go to the Mining 101, you know, and if you wanted, you know, to listen to the more philosophical approaches from, you know, the Izzy's and those sort of guys, then, you know, that was all accessible as well. And I just think, man, it just ran smoothly. It was a professionally run outfit, you know, like everyone was on time, the panels were on time, everyone knew their cues. Like, it was just awesome, like, honestly. The first conference I've been a part of, let alone, you know, Bitcoin related specifically. So yeah, it was fantastic, and it was really great too. I suppose those guys announced yesterday, made the decision on the spot that there's definitely going to be one next year. So that's been announced. And
I asked them tonight or this afternoon, like when did you make that call? And they said 4:00.
Is that right?
Had it in their head, but then obviously at 4:00, whether they were kind of semi high on like almost being finished and like, fuck yeah, let's do it again.
Like waking up this morning going,
Oh no.
Nice.
They knocked it out of the park. It was so impressive.
And a huge shout out to both John and Jake.
Yep.
Because as you say, it ran like clockwork.
Hang on, what?
That's hard.
John and Jake? Dylan and Chris.
No, I know. MC.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the Brendo show. because you got a little clock ticking down on the stage, right?
Yeah, I was
crying. Is that stressful, watching the clock tick?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to see what I want to see in 30 seconds.
Especially when it was like 3 minutes left, you know, and you could see it ticking down and you hadn't finished. Yeah. And you're like, fuck, gotta wrap this up. That was good.
Sweet. What we want you to do is go downstairs. Some of the guys are already upstairs, but we'll not tell people that. Pick your favourite person. Who are you picking?
Mitchie. Somebody.
M. Mitch, how you, man? Can we say Mitch? Is that okay? Sure, we've done it like 4,000 times now.
I'll just clarify it though. It's M the Adventurous. Obviously, Brando's is a lot more exciting, and I'll probably have to go with that now. But
I like Mount Head Adventures.
Yeah. I'll edit it tomorrow for you.
How was your experience, mate? Was it good?
It was brilliant, mate. Yeah. It was my second Bitcoin event.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was in Yeppoon last year, but it was phenomenal. Everyone was there, you know, having a go. Everyone was friendly. I guess all the panels full of wealth of information. I honestly couldn't ask for anything more. I reckon it was world class.
It really was.
It was, yeah. Anyone that would have rocked up wouldn't have been disappointed.
Yeah.
How did it differ from Yeppoon?
I think it's a bit more structured. But other than that, I think it still had the personability. Still enough that everyone was mingling really hard. You know, there was still a bar. You know, everyone was getting together, trying to, you know, seek out as many friends as they could, which was really good. Yeah.
So I think what the guy said is I heard him talking to someone at some stage and said that they kind of wanted to make it a 2-day event, but they're sticking their nuts on the line, right? Financially sticking their list. So let's say that. And obviously you make it a 2-day event, you double the cost of everything. So I think the idea was, year one, let's see if we can make this work as a 1-day event. Mm. If it's possible, maybe year two it gets expanded. Would you want it to be expanded? Or was one, was a day
enough? No, I think like 1 day of like just, it was high quality action packed. Like I actually enjoyed that. Like, you know what I mean? There was no fillers. It was just absolute signal.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that part of it.
Big mistake having a late night the night before. Don't bring whiskey.
Which night? Oh, you mean
yeah.
Now?
Well, you always like sneak. You're a sneaker offerer.
Fuck off. Smoke bomb. oh, says Daz, who left before me. Oh, look at me, ran away.
and then a late night with brisket, and then a waking up in the morning with Daz at the end of your bed with his toothbrush in his mouth going, where the fuck am I?
Who is that?
Me, that's where he's like standing in the doorway going, are you getting up? Like, I don't even know who you are. Like, that's
what happened. You know what? Should we actually tell
now people? Now I should have to wake up for that.
Who is in this house? So we're in a big Airbnb with like six of us, yeah?
Yeah.
So
we covered that at the start, didn't we?
Yeah, we totally said that already.
Yeah. Okay, alright. Oh, fuck, man.
It's become a little bit of a party house. Become a little bit party house, and there's been a few people come back. It's been good. Well, what happened today? Tell people what happened today. So I came back in, and honestly, this was gold. Like, my uncle showed up to the pub afterwards. I'm chatting to my uncle, and then everybody disappears. And I came out, I was like, oh, fuck, everybody just left me. And then I got a text from Brendel to say, can you bring the beers back? I was like, sure, I'll bring the beers. And
Where
is everyone? I don't know where anybody is. I'll bring the beers. I'll go get a case of beer. And I walked into the house, and there's a table of grown men, totally silent, I thought, I didn't even think you were here, right? Totally silent, making chocolate on the kitchen. Like, chocolate, what are they? Like,
from the
sweets?
Mayan gods, obviously. It's the Mayan gods recipe.
Oh, excuse me. All right, tell me about what happened?
Oh, Roger Nantes, and he's got the recipe from the Mayan gods. Mixed pure cacao butter and pure cacao together and some natural sweeteners, and
it was good.
It was fantastic.
Like Roger 9000, man, you're a champion.
It was the BWA, Bitcoin Women's Association.
And they're right now, they're like, has anybody tasted one yet? Like, it's literally sitting in the fridge.
Mate, yeah, they're setting now.
It's fucking magic.
Yeah. Bring me a chocolate. Does.
Oh! Dogs! Dogs!
Oh, fucking hell. Are you going to make it a week? It's a big weekend. People should make a weekend of it or just come for the day?
No, definitely make a weekend of it. I'm going to bring my family next year. Definitely.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Bring the family down. Make a week of it, I reckon. Yeah, definitely.
Should it always be a Sydney conference? or should it be an Australian conference and it should rotate?
I think for now,
no, Sydney.
Keep it Sydney. Sydney. I think it's a good airport. It's a good area. You know, it's easy for people to get to.
Okay.
Maybe if it gets a worldwide following, you know. But for now, I reckon Sydney's great.
Okay.
It's my opinion only.
There's no way where I'm releasing this boy.
Why?
Because fuck it.
Okay. Right. Sing them a song. Pick up with your guitar.
Thanks, boys.
No worries. Thank you.
Right, Alex.
Alex is here, ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. You want to come on?
I don't have anything to say, but...
Well, come on up and... We've been doing it for... We've been saying nothing for a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah. I've been listening.
Well, waste the fucking time that was.
Do you
regret that? Do you regret that?
I don't regret it.
Are you really disappointed to meet us in person?
Yeah.
It's...
Well, he's met us fucking everywhere.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So, hang on. We know you... We've met you at Murrah a couple of times.
Three times. Oh, I thought you were the first. Were you at the first one?
No, I missed it. Well, I wasn't even into Bitcoin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you're early.
Give people a little bit of that. Like, give people a brief, like, what's your story in?
What's my story?
And how did you get to here?
Oh, well.
How did you end up in this house?
Well, my dad was really into Austrian economics, mm-hmm. so I've always been raised with that, but it's something that I've just ignored for a long time. And then I did a math degree, so I... have because of that I was always kind of interested in, like, I have a lot of touch points with Bitcoin, and I've looked into the technical side, like, to like a very superficial level, but it was only in like a couple of years ago that I had some time off work and I just have the time. I looked into it, and that's when I stumbled on a Robert Breedlove video where he matched Austrian economics with Bitcoin, where I was like, oh fuck, two worlds are colliding.
Yes.
And that's where I did my deep dive.
Okay. Yeah. And how quickly did you go from, like, internet lurker to guy who turns up to wacky day out in the bush?
Oh, about 6 months.
Six months, that's quick.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty quick.
How was that experience? Like, just how was that walking into that room?
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty much exactly what I expected.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
I had no idea. I had no idea what to expect. But go on.
Everyone was really personable. Like, I was, I didn't think everyone was gonna be like super nerdy or anything like that. It was everything that I expected. Just normal people, very interested in Bitcoin, I guess.
That's different for me, because I turned up to the first Murrah thinking everyone was gonna be like
super nerdy,
proper Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Just fucking. Like,
No. There's like a fringe. There's a fringe of that, and you gotta evade it to an extent.
But they're important as well, you know. But,
Probably the most important.
The most important, yeah.
But it's for everyone, right? It's for everyone. So you bring what you bring, right?
Yeah.
You bring your thing, and that's fine. Just do your thing.
One great thing about Bitcoin Live yesterday too was to notice how diverse it was. So, like, I've never seen more women, which is amazing. You know what I mean? Like, all the bush bashes, we get 1 to 2 girls. So there was
Beechworth apparently. Were you Beechworth?
Recently, Beechworth had a few
girls turn up to Beechworth, right?
Yeah.
But we weren't there, but you're right.
Yeah. But, like, just all bloody colours, races,
ages,
rainbows.
Yeah. Take that, AFR. Give us your hit job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go there. So, AFR were there, right?
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, there's been one tweet.
Oh, is it?
So
you think we'll be here, Joe?
No, I wanted to be.
Yeah.
All right. I don't.
Tom Richardson is the journalist.
I met the photographer. He was good. He seemed.
Oh, the photographer from the AFR.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was good. It was really good. I actually talked to him about his workflow a little bit. He just explaining how he goes. But, you know, obviously he doesn't have the.
Did you get to talk to Tommy?
No, I didn't meet him. I don't know who he was. Yeah.
I'm interested to see what he writes.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He, you know what, like, as a lot of them do, they swan in, well, not swan in, I shouldn't say that. They come in for maybe an hour of the entire day and get what they want to get and then go. So if he did that.
But, I mean, they are busy people. Like, you know, like, they are. No, I know, but, like, you don't, you know, you're also doing a job. Like, we're there because we've got a ticket and we're interested, right? If you went along to, I don't know, the Grand Prix to cover the Grand Prix, you don't have to sit and watch the whole fucking race. Right.
True, but the Grand Prix race is the same race no matter what. But, like, so if someone like Tommy turns up and they're talking about bisque, or they're talking about something really obscure, he just would go, "What the fuck is this?"
True.
And then go.
True.
You know. So I'm just hoping he turned up. If he didn't say all that, I'm hoping he turned up for something that he could actually get value out of, or something that would potentially resonate with him. You know.
Yeah. I don't know about the actual journalist, but the photographer was there for like all of the early presentations.
Yeah.
And that was like, I feel like they really they rammed home like the key points, like why is Bitcoin different from crypto? Like why is everything else a scam? Why are Lambos not important? Why is burning the $100 note not important? Like that's not what we're here about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed then.
There was also a young female that's sitting right in front of us.
Yeah, I know it's your pervo.
She was scribbling notes like a lot. From the start, I don't see her the rest of the day. So I hope there's like two or three people from maybe some sort of alternative mainstream trying to cover this. Oh, I mean, there may
she could have been a glowy, as they call them.
A glowy. I didn't even know that term until this
week. Yeah, it's a 4chan thing. Yeah, like a spook.
Okay, maybe she was. Yeah. Maybe she was, but
pretty sexy spook.
I see. It was really you. That's what's happening. You're passing on your. What am I trying to say?
I don't know. You're like fuckboy detective, FBI guy.
Hi everyone. Okay, cool. Do you want to grab?
What is that music?
That's Roger. Right. It's got to be Roger. Do you want?
You're gonna go get him.
Yeah. Go get Roger.
He's mid gig, man.
Yeah, he's just started.
So I've literally got Roger downstairs playing music. Roger 9000.
Yeah. Tell him to come up and sing up here.
I don't want to cut it. We should pause.
Okay, pause.
Yeah. Fuck it. This is a train wreck! Earlier,
we did. Later. Yesterday.
No, yeah. Well, that's what I was getting at. We said we'd be back, and we weren't back. Because our four listeners would have been able to see or hear, I was pretty darn drunk. So, we're back in Jack Muller's.
Back in the closet. Oh,
back in the closet.
Back in the closet. We came out of the closet last night.
This is so well. Jack.
We're back in the closet.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's the next night. It's our final night, actually, in Sydney. Yes. What a wicked weekend we've had. Bitcoin Live with our awesome housemates, really.
Mm. Yeah. And people that have popped in as well.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit, yeah. We had heaps of people coming.
It's been super good.
In the party house, I think.
It has.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to tell a little story from yesterday, if I can, and then we'll go into...
Is it at my expense?
No. Okay. It's a good story.
Then please,
This is to introduce... We have our final guest in the closet. There's him giggling over there. We'll get to him, right? I've got to tell you a little something, right? So we all went to... So we had the conference. Following day, a bunch of folk went to... What's it called? The Coogee Bay Hotel?
Yes.
Okay. My uncle came.
Yes.
I got sort of caught up in conversation with my uncle... Another couple of people, and everybody left. We turned around, everybody had gone, right? So you sent me a message to say, bring the beer.
Yes.
So I went to the bottle shop, bought a case of beer, got myself an Uber.
It seemed like you took an age as well.
I did take an age, because we were having a big conversation. Got a case of beer, got on the Uber, got back. I thought I was going to walk in the door to like a big roaring cheer, right? Like I thought I was going to be a legend. Like, yeah,
And you know what? Because you also walked in like some kind of Chad with it over your shoulder.
Yeah, because I'm a wee guy. Yeah. I'm just a little guy who can't carry the heavy stuff. Anyway, I came into the house, right? And they were, well, I can't dox everybody's age, but grown men, maybe 10 of them or 12 of them or something, sitting around the kitchen table making chocolate in absolute silence, and none of them even acknowledged me. So... That's our introduction. Roger, tell us what was happening.
It was excitement. It was elation. It was... What I can say is I've never... Actually, now that you mention it, 12 or so grown men with incredible love for what they were doing.
Soft touch.
It was blissful.
Yeah. Did you like... So tell us what you do this, right?
Yeah, I
do. Tell us sort of a little bit. We'll talk about the weekend just a little bit. Okay. But tell us what you did. Like,
okay.
Tell us what that is.
Yeah, I'm a musician. I'm a Bitcoiner. I'm a musician. I'm into mythology and I'm into cacao. Yeah.
So what was exactly everybody making last night? You had Bitcoin molds? So
last night,
silicon molds?
Yeah. Last night was a Bitcoin chocolate making workshop.
Yes.
Which was not on my radar for this weekend at all.
If you ask me 100 things we're going to do this weekend, making chocolate.
Making chocolate. Yeah.
But?
Bitchoc Rocks workshop. That
that
Bitchock Rocks.
The Bitchock Rocks, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's yeah, cool. I was gonna
All right. .com? No, not yet. Nearly?
No, it's on my website, but it's on the way. Okay, yeah, cool. Bitchock Rocks.
So but this is genuinely going you this is something you're super into.
Oh yeah.
You make chocolate, bro.
Yep.
And it was good. It was really good. Mitch was the best.
Right.
I gotta say, I looked at them all and I did.
You kept pointing that out to me. I know, you were sitting next to Mitch.
But yours came out. Yours came out okay in the end. But
yeah, it did.
But Mitch's was best. But so you're going to see. This is my thing.
He's
right?
Swiss though, so that's the other point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, it's easy.
Is he?
Yeah. No, probably not. Oh. I just called him a Swiss motherfucker last
time. Oh, you're right. So you did too. So we're gonna do a whole other longer form chat with Roger. We'll take an hour to do a normal pod. But this is to be about the Bitcoin Alive guys and their weekend and what they've achieved and everything. So what did you enjoy about your weekend? What did you not enjoy about the weekend, if anything? And, what are you hoping for moving forward? Or, like, what have you done? How do you compare it with the other ones you've done and all that kind of stuff too? Yeah.
I've been to a few conferences around the place, and I felt like this was Australia's sort of premiere. We can do what the US can do, we can do what the UK can do in terms of a conference. And you know what Australia can fucking will do as much as any other country, which is brilliant. So that all came out, and for the time frame, Chris and Dylan and Jess.
Yep.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well,
amazing.
Astoundingly amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, what did it stay like start to finish, like 9 months kind of from seed of the idea, and then the work starting sort of six months in? And
I think it was pretty much a 6 month kind of work window for him.
Well, we spoke to them in mid-December. What, so many months is that? Like four and a half months or something?
Yeah.
And the work that they've put in.
Amazing. So that was exceptional. Like, the whole thing was world class.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was world class.
And that's in your opinion, and you've been to a lot of international events.
Let's quickly touch on no shit coinery at all.
Yes. Brilliant.
How does that compare with other things that you've been to?
Well, yeah, a really high standard.
Excellent.
Really high standard. Excellent. That's hard to do on its own without,
without selling out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got to pay for everything.
You got to pay for shit.
Yeah.
Really good. Obviously, the bush bashes are a little different. Mm-hmm. So they're I'd say they're in a different category.
Yeah, I agree. Bush bashes, I think there's a total necessity for both.
Exactly.
Right. People can either choose to go to the one that they like, or you like the more intimate thing, the bit sort of calmer. You maybe want to go to the bush bash. You want to make a country weekend of it.
Yeah.
Or if you want to come to the city, have a big brash, loud, great fun weekend. Do that too.
Glitz and all the stuff.
Yeah, cool. And in terms of just generally your weekend with the people that you've met?
Man, they're all blending into one, because Bitcoin is just Bitcoiners, and we just seem to have this energy every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love it every time. I think even if I go to some big fest like Miami, I'm still going to love it. So it's kind of hard for me to... But having said that, Bush Bash is really different. So, there is going to be differences there. But at the end of the day, Bitcoin is just have a love that is just, it's so profound now. It's just going deeper.
There you go. When's Miami this year?
April.
Soon.
Yeah, it's pretty soon.
There you go.
May, is it?
I don't know.
I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
I would like to, but... I don't know. There's just so many now.
So many.
Yeah, that's it. But
it's so hard to choose. Yeah.
And nobody's going to go to everything, and you've got to just find the thing that's right for you. But it's great to have the option there.
Well, yeah. Well, one thing I said downstairs maybe an hour ago is it's like, I wonder if Bitcoin Live will now kind of pull some of the crowd away from the bush bashers. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But what I would encourage people to do is definitely attend Bitcoin Live and get yourself to at least one bush bash a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you agree?
Yeah, not wholeheartedly.
Yeah, bush bashes are still so important.
But I think maybe that what you might find is that some people, one is more suitable for a certain
for
person.
Yeah.
But I think the whole thing is going to grow. So I don't think the numbers, like the actual raw numbers, will change. If anything, they're going to go up in both.
Yeah.
But some people might gravitate towards it. Different one.
That's a really interesting point, because the bush bash, because it's so intimate, I went to a couple of conferences, which core conferences in Mexico, and they were really small.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, that intimacy is what is so powerful about things like the Bush Bash. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but having said that, depending on the kind of aspects different people are bringing as well. So like that whole sort of cottage sort of industry, hey, come and check out what my wares are here kind of thing was really happening at Bush Bash.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, it wasn't really so encouraged at Bitcoin Alive. But maybe next year, I think Chris was like, man, we got to get more cultural. We got to start opening up, make it more festival.
And the thing with the Rand House too is they had the downstairs main area and then an upstairs room. But somebody, I think Jess said there's like six other rooms. So as this inevitably grows,
you could have practical workshops. You could have hackathon. You could have whatever you wanted.
Totally. I mean, I fully expect it's a shout out, Ben, BTC Sessions, to come next year because I think he was.
He was going to come.
I think he was keen, but just couldn't do it.
Yeah, let's get Ben here next.
Or maybe I'm just making that up, Ben.
No pressure, Ben. About peer pressure.
What do you think of Canute?
Oh, I love Canute.
What a dude.
Oh, my God. I met him the first time in Mexico, and I was just...
He's a top dude. Do you want me to?
Yeah, please.
You want to?
Yeah, you tell.
I'll try and make this concise. So... I'm a big fan, as people probably know.
A simp.
So, but when he was on the pod a few months back, a year and a half ago probably.
You should know the exact date, I would have thought.
Yeah, I've just tattooed on my arsehole.
You had eight wanks. Eight wanks for that night.
Last night was worse, so it's probably okay. So I thought he spoke about his band from when he was a young guy. The band were called Lure Out the Beast, right? So I thought it'd be hilarious to get a t-shirt printed that says Lure Out the Beast. So I did. It had to come from Latvia. I made it here in like 2 days with despair or something. I was really getting nervous. Anyway, I'm standing at the top of the stairs. He came up the stairs with Wiz yesterday and he spotted the t-shirt, right? And it was cool. It was a nice moment, right? And I was thinking, I'm a big friend now, right? I was thinking, and anyway, he came over and I said, yeah, and you remember me? You came on the pod and, you know, you were telling me you had a shitcoin face and all that. Yeah. You can go back and listen to that one if you want to. Yeah. Anyway, the man had not a clue who I was. It was the most deflating moment in the last year for me. But can I shout out, you're still a legend in my
head. I fully expected that to happen.
Oh, so, I mean, of course.
He's on it pod every second.
Mate, of course, but it was still a horrible moment for me.
Especially like when he was like, oh my God, look at your shirt.
He built me up. He built me up, and then he smashed me down just in about 10 seconds. Man. Wonderful. Get your ego and boot it out of the park. It's brilliant. Roger, we will have you on again.
Yep.
We'll chat again. But thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed your weekend. Let's go back downstairs and enjoy the rest of Brisket's meat.
Sausage. Yeah, it's probably ready by now. Actually, that's a good thing. Shout out to Brisket because he has just been the chef all weekend. It's just been ridiculous.
Oh, the man can cook
steak.
Yeah,
on charcoal, Daz. Actually, one thing I want to add. So the way this is set up, we have two mics. So Hats and I are sharing a mic, and Roger at the moment has another mic. And Hats had a really garlicky pizza.
Oh, it did, and garlicky mussels.
Fucking reek.
Yeah, sorry, I'm so sorry.
Holy shit.
Mussels and garlic pizza, that's not...
Man.
Sorry to all the beef lovers out there.
Yeah, all right. Do you want to do any final sign-offs about Bitcoin Live?
I don't know what else to say. I think we've said it.
Amazing event.
Good job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for me. So stoked it was successful enough to warrant... continuing or doing it next year.
Yeah, I think they spoke about it.
And as soon as they release tickets, I'm there.
Yep.
And I want a VIP ticket next year, boys.
All right, I'm going to get out of the closet again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love you, Kelly.
All right. Thanks, Rog.
See you, guys.